strategic master, and resource planning. Strategic and business planning, master planning, and resource planning are addressed next. Strategic and business planning. The organization's strategic and business plans are the foundation for the organization's master planning, sales and operations planning, and resulting production plan. The strategic plan is a long-term plan, extending over 5 to 10 years or more, that focuses on how to marshal resources and determine actions to support the mission and goals of the organization. It clearly identifies the mission, goals, and objectives, and sets the high-level direction of the organization, including broad goals for market share, revenue, profits, and growth. The objectives of organizational strategy indicate what value the organization will provide to customers or constituents in terms of products/services and what value operations should generate for the owners. While organizational strategy is set for the long term, it is updated periodically in response to the organization's strengths and weaknesses and the opportunities and threats in the current operating environment. An organization's business plan states organizational strategy in more specific terms and sets goals for achieving the strategy over the next 1 to 3 years or more. The business plan specifies how value will be created for both customers and owners, and what the results should be in terms of market share, revenue, cash flow, profits, and measurements such as customer satisfaction. The business plan is typically stated in dollars and grouped by product family. There may be overly optimistic projections for marketing at some points, but the numbers are there for later review as well as to specify projected revenues, costs, profits, and objectives for the product families, all to support the long-range strategy proposed for entering the marketplace. Key inputs to the business plan include the demand plan and its long-term forecasts. Budgets and projected financial statements are key outputs. A business plan should clarify strategy by stating an explicit vision for the business or reason for being. Provide a point of reference for the sales and operations plan. Describe long-term strategies that will be used to guide shorter-term tactical plans for producing and selling the product. As the organization begins spending the lenders' or stockholders' money and the market heats up or doesn't heat up, the plan sometimes disappears into a file and becomes part of history. It shouldn't. An objective for business planning is to update the business plan annually to reflect changes in strategy and to use the disciplined sales and operations planning process on a monthly basis to evaluate progress against the plan and make adjustments as needed. Thus, the business plan is the parent of every operations planning and control activity described here. Master planning. The next step after the business plan is development of a master plan. This is a long-term resource plan and a near-medium-term sales and operations plan based on the longer-term views of the business plan. Master planning starts by taking the forecast and determining what production can accomplish using available capacity, S&OP, and by directing investments in capacity, resource planning. The overarching goal is always to satisfy the organization's stakeholders. In a for-profit organization, this means providing the lenders and investors with the return on investment they anticipated when they signed on as financial partners in the enterprise. Resource planning. Resource planning, RP, or resource requirements planning, RRP, takes the longest view of the system's capacity, typically going out 15 to 18 months, but sometimes requiring much longer planning horizons for capital investments. Resource planning is defined as follows according to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Capacity planning conducted at the business plan level. Resource planning is the process of establishing, measuring, and adjusting limits or levels of long-range capacity. It is normally based on the production plan, but may be driven by higher-level plans beyond the time horizon of the production plan, for example, the business plan. It addresses those resources that take long periods of time to acquire. Resource planning decisions always require top management approval. The duration of the planning horizon depends on the lead time of the needed resources, which may be a machine to produce the planned product. The total lead time needed would include not only order lead time and installation time, but also the lead time needed to conduct operations. Equipment or facility construction with long development lead times may be driven primarily by the business plan, while realigning existing facilities and the workforce to change capacity is more likely to be based on the production plan generated during the S&OP process. Note that capital expenditures in facilities or expensive equipment is an executive-level decision. while the resource planning that is based on the production plan is more likely to be a supply chain management decision. In this latter case, resource planning may be used to plan for materials with very long lead times,